settle down, walk around, take it easy. Pita bread is the result of multiculturalism. Shout out Bob Dylan. Settle down, suck your cock, walk around, take it easy. Mexican is the result of Zambreros. It's too expensive.
The remix is better than the original.
I think we know how we're starting every pod from now on.
Yeah, and you've ruined my childhood, Miss Love.
No, he hasn't.
I'm pretty sure those are the real lyrics. I think those are the original lyrics, just they've been forgotten by mankind. That's how it went.
No, they changed it when he converted to Islam.
Yeah, is that Yusuf Islam?
Yes.
Hey, where's my royalties? He can't give me a check, because you know he's probably going to come out with that in the next, I don't know, month or so. So give me the check, Yusuf.
Cat Stevens, yeah. I can see the master of lyrics, Cat Stevens, actually, coming out in the next 2 weeks with his own song where he says in the same verse twice because he's run out of things to say. Suck a cock.
Well, he definitely said the multiculturalism lyric.
Yeah.
So obscene. What would you think if you've never heard this podcast before?
I would think like I'm on a winner.
I'm downloading the
Actually,
app.
That's one way to start. You're immediately hooked on if someone just shack a cack, Peter Breed, multiculturalism.
So sacrilege. So sacrilegious. And so what, like, it was a mix of that and like what like Gavin McInnes might do as a song or something. Like some weird half-assed sort of like rendition of something like vaguely political. So good. Well, thank you for that. Thanks for letting me do that.
Yeah. That song was not political.
Yeah, it wasn't really political. It was more just you ranting about how you've suddenly decided you don't like Zambreros. And let me say, that is a 180 in opinion. We all know
it's
as
jumped.
Listeners of the podcast that you changed your opinion entirely on a whim, but that took it to a new level.
Saying
that Zambreros isn't the best food of all time? Where did this come from?
Look,
So is Mad Mex the new one?
Yes. You nailed it, yeah.
Yep, that's the one.
Mad Mex is
Guzman
the
and Gomez, close second.
Yeah. About Zambreros.
Old El Paso. Well, it's not a takeaway, but if it was, it would be number one.
It'd be number one, yeah.
You
but...
just got sick of it, I think.
Sorry.
I think you've literally just gotten sick of Zambreros.
No, you know what it is? I really have such a soft spot for Mexican that, like, you
the
know,
food, not the people, because they're all rapish. Just
build that wall. And assume a good people.
But yeah,
but that's benevolence of Trump. We all know that there's none that are good people.
Yeah, he's just giving himself some wiggle room
with his big words.
I have such a love for Mexican that I'll give it. Like even if it's like, you know, even if it's raw onion and like Heinz baked beans on a wrap, I'm like, well, you know. It's not bad. Like, I'll give it a chance. But it took, like, 4 or 5 times for me to realize, why is the meat cold? I paid, like, $20. You can warm the meat at least.
Expensive.
And can one person that works at Zambrero not have a face that is covered entirely with zits? Just a little bit. Give me 90% at least.
No, but it doesn't, like, every time you buy a burrito, they give, like, a cow to an African kid or something?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, but here's my retort to that. I don't care. Warm up your meat.
Well, you think,
can you
yeah.
do that
I
at
mean,
least,
if
please?
If Maccas can like, warm up their meat.
I mean, Red Rooster, Red Rooster sells meals for $5. And just as a public service lesson, for the love of God, don't sucker for that deal. As Ali could check, he tried to get gravy, chicken, and chips as a combo because it looks sort of like a halal snack pack. It is not like a halal snack pack.
Pita bread.
Nah, Zambrero can suck shit because it's expensive for no reason. And no one even asked that African kid if they even want a cow.
And also, I have another gripe. I have another gripe.
It's a very odd gripe.
But I have another gripe. I have a better...
Well,
no,
yeah, add on to that one.
I have one that really... I mean, this is quite well known to me and some of my immediate friends because I wrote a Facebook post to Zambrero, and then we had a long-winded argument where a lot of my friends got involved because they saw I was arguing with a Lithgow Zambrero.
But you were?
Yeah.
But why didn't you tell me about this?
I must have not told you. No, I just didn't tell you.
Can you tell us?
Dude, I would have stuck up for you on that.
I'm sorry. I know.
Hold up. You can't just reveal that information and then sidetrack. Tell us what that conversation was.
Okay, yeah. So basically, okay. Well, I should have told you this. You would have backed me up. But basically, I spent my every waking minute, if I'm not eating tin ravioli, listening to music, basically. And they have this thing in every Zambrero that I've noticed where they do these mashups. I think it's cheaper than to play the radio. They pay someone in bulk to like make really bad mashups. You just match BPMs and then you match the key, so the key signature, and then you confuse two songs. So they're the same beat and the same key signature. You just go whoomp and they'll fit together.
That's way too esoteric. What it is what Loey's Hot 30 Countdown used to do on Fridays for about 6 months.
Anyway,
that makes more sense to me.
Yeah, but someone actually pointed out on my complaint that sometimes they're not in the same key. But, dude,
Hang on, that was their issue with it. They weren't saying it was good music. They were just saying that you were technically wrong sometimes.
That was their issue. But my issue was, it was fucking terrible music. It was like, they would mash up like the Bee Gees with Marilyn Manson, and somehow, you know, like it was made in heaven. So bad, like to the point where I swear to God, it was like an escape room or something. Where I was just like, I'd start like being like, and I'm looking around, and no one else is acknowledging how horrible it sounds. I'm like, is anyone else hearing this? And they just kind of ignore me, like, just start like smashing myself in the head. Like I have to get out of there in like 3 minutes, or I start to lose my mind because it's. It's just horrible. When you hear Nirvana mashed up with the Police, it's like, this is... Maybe nuclear holocaust is good for the world, you know?
Yeah. Anyway, it's like, you know how Baker's Delight just used to play the theme song of Baker's Delight?
Over and over.
For 8 hours?
Yeah. You can't handle that.
Yeah, so, I don't know which one's worse, but I'm honestly saying I would much rather work at Baker's Delight than that.
No, definitely. But like,
and also, it's like, the marketing is better at Baker's Delight, because at least they're putting their shit out. Rather than shit music.
Yeah. Basically, the only advertising you get out of that is the Bee Gees weren't so good after all.
Yeah.
Who they were.
And so I wrote a long-winded essay to them being like, I like the food at that point. And I was like, but the music makes me want to take a hammer to my head. Like, please, just surely it's cheaper to just play the radio. Surely. I'm not trying to rip you up. I'm trying to make it easier for you. Mm. And then they just gave like the standard like CEO who makes, a lot of millions a year. And just like, we value the valued customer service response from our customers. We acknowledge that the mashup style of music is into everyone's taste, but it's what we choose to do. So I think you could acknowledge that that's how we do. I hope you enjoy your next librarian experience. Blah blah blah. And I just sort of been like, no, that was a horrible answer. No, I hate you more. That was shit.
I don't know. Okay, so the only reason that you were going to Zambrero's in the frequency that you were, which is basically what fat Americans visit McDonald's, so 2 times a day, the reason that you stopped going to that was not because it's clearly... Basically, that place should just be called Mexican Salmonella. And you didn't go because of the poor quality of food. You just gone because, like, while waiting for the food, you were slightly annoyed.
Yeah, the beats.
The beats. It's the beat.
Like a typical muso, I was like, yeah, this remix isn't doing it for me. Yeah.
But, Missler, in Zambrero's defense, as a man who does the exact same kind of shit for Dan Murphy's, I can tell you, the man who replied to you couldn't do shit about the music. So yeah. He just has to go like, okay. So we acknowledge that you have just ridiculed us, and the fact is, I've actually never been inside a Zambrero, so I don't even know what music they play.
Yeah.
But I can't do anything about it. And if I send this email to someone else, they probably wouldn't. They wouldn't be able to do anything about it. So what you can hope for is eventually the CDs that they're playing are so bad that they have to get new ones, and then maybe they'll be different.
That maybe.
Wow, that's Ali.
Pray to God.
That's very sobering. Yeah, that's his answer. Pray.
Pray and hope that like Doggy Style goes on in 1 in a billion chance. Yeah. So
so depressing. So it's just some guy in the Philippines that's responding, and he doesn't even know English. It's just random chance that response kind of made coherent sense.
They're called macros, which is what you have is a bunch of answers pre-recorded on your system.
Kidding.
So what you do is you just look at, because you get like a million a day, so you just look up Man, I shouldn't be talking about this.
No, no, no. Why not? This is are you kidding me? Keep
talking. So, okay, so what you get is, like, you just look at what the problem is.
Yeah.
Dude, your Dan Murphy's chip is going to start
beating. The thing is...
His hand explodes.
I recently had a fight about this exact issue.
I told you I shouldn't be talking about this.
What happened?
No, I had a fight about this exact same issue, which is that, so there's two ways that you deal with inquiries like yours.
Yeah.
One is that you read the inquiry and then you answer in whatever capacity you can, right? You read it, you understand what they're trying to say, and you come up with your best answer.
Yeah.
Most likely you won't be able to solve the thing, but at least it'll be a personalized thing. The other way is that what some people do is, in order to improve their stats of how many they're pumping out, they just look at, okay, so this question seems to be related to this, and they already have a preset answer for it. Which,
can you imagine if they said it back to them and be like, "We're very glad you enjoyed the extra queso spicy special. Hope you enjoy the next special as much as that. Thankfully, there's a parity."
Sometimes that happens too. I've done that actually. Sometimes what I'll do is like,
and I bet you most of the time the response is like, "We're fair and even handed. Yeah, thank you very much for replying.
That's
all it takes. I just wanted an answer."
Yes.
Once what happened was the macro for the pre-recorded one usually has a regards and whatever your name is.
Yeah.
And I added one, and then I decided to choose the macro, so I got two regards, Dan Murphy's Alley. Regards, Dan Murphy's Alley.
Are you serious? And then there's P.S. Poopty scoopty whoopity poop.
Best song ever.
Dude, I think the lesson here is just cook your own food. I think, honestly. But then again,
the answer here is go to Red Rooster.
They're
doing
music.
Tough. They can't even hire the ginger guy that's the second banana on the weekly anymore to do their voiceovers.
Do they have music? We went there today.
Can't afford music. What they play is Channel 9. That's their music now.
But I prefer that.
Good. Yeah,
me too.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, there's all ups.
Yeah.
So going to Red Rooster.
Well,
except I would highly recommend not to have that thing that looks like a halal snack pack,
because
it is the worst shit ever made.
Yeah. No. Instead, try their fish and chips. That's definitely the star of that one, isn't it?
Hold up. The fish and chips are not that bad.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're a Red Rooster connoisseur.
Don't spread false propaganda.
Yeah.
Why? while traveling,
dude, what a review! That's not amazing. That bad.
That's great.
No, they're way better than that fucking bullshit that I had, which was just like it was like they took a bunch of chicken breasts, fed it to the baby, and the baby puked, and they kept that on top of the chips.
Yeah, that's Jimmy.
It did actually look a lot like that.
That's Jim, the famous Red Rooster baby. I just don't trust a restaurant that their dessert has clearly been bought from the 7-Eleven across the road.
Yeah, why don't you just go to the 7-Eleven and get that dessert?
I don't get it. It's like Cornetto or Gay Time. Like, what is this business? Is this a, like, Greek, you know, service store in Bankstown?
Yeah, what's next? They're going to be like, so for your meal or for your main, would you like
Vegemite and toast?
And also,
Maggie
it's really...
Goreng or Rim Yum Sham Rimin?
And why? You know, there's just that little window.
What did you say?
I don't know, that Korean noodle that Jordan likes? What is that?
Oh, right.
Shin Ramen.
Oh, yeah. Do you want Bim Bim Bap or Gay Time? Like, what? Anyway, whatever.
Both fine options.
But Red Rooster, you know, shout out. It beats, Macca's? No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. Macca's. Like, no. Yes, it does. In spirit, but in reality.
Yeah.
Macca's business.
Yeah, it's kind of like listening to Snoop Dogg and then watching him being interviewed. that's Red Rooster. The idea, the myth of Red Rooster.
The idea is what sells.
Yeah, it's the exact same thing. Macca's is Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
And Red Rooster's is Plaz.
So true. And sometimes you just feel like Plaz.
But Burger King
sometimes
is Dre.
Sometimes you want to listen to an entire album that is solely about twerking.
Wait, but Burger King is Dre, right?
But it beat it.
Burger King's Dre?
I love Burger King.
Dr. Dre or Drake?
Okay, so what's...
No, Dre. Drake is fucking like...
Jamboree roll.
Yeah, Drake is Zambrero. Like, I don't care if my meat ain't cold, but my heart's warm.
Sam. And Ogallo is Daddy Yankee. Yeah. Wait, both in spirit and quality.
Do you guys know anything
Ludacris
about
KFC?
Do you guys?
Yep. I mean, dude, the man Colin made his second album, Chicken and Beer. He's KFC.
Holy shit!
Anyway, the point is, after we've had 14 minutes of what is essentially comedians in cars getting coffee.
And what's
it's
the deal?
Same thing.
Red Rooster. Exactly. It says, no, you can't even get Rooster there.
Yeah. Okay, so wait. So are we gonna go with the game now?
Yep.
Yeah, cool.
Onto the real stuff. Clip the lip. It's a brand new game that we've got where we're going to have a Fox News debate where one of us is going to be the clearly leaning to one side adjudicator.
Yeah,
the
so
left.
I said one of them will be Chris Wallace, who his voice sounds impartial, but his questions most certainly are not.
It depends. If I'm talking to Miss Love, then I'm Chris Hayes.
Wait, can't you be that guy?
Hell yeah.
Can't you be that guy that just looks like Captain America? It's like, no, that's not true. Sir.
Hannity.
Yeah.
Why not? Let's go the whole hog.
Okay.
We're on Fox.
Okay, let's not bring out the weekend cast
when we've got the A-team.
Let me quickly explain this game in... Wait, okay, you want to do it? Because... So what we're going to do is... We're going to... Okay. So we're going to... like Jordan said, it'll be a Fox News debate show where... one of us has to defend something that we passionately believe about, and with like extreme adversity.
So we
basically just quickly turn your lip into one of those African chicks that puts the disc in her mouth.
Oh shit! And we forgot.
So
yeah,
that's what it
pain.
Is. It's just Fox News, but half of their expert panel are chicks with discs in their mouths.
So we've got like a really strong paper clip that hurts badly.
Holy shit, that sounds like some dystopic shit.
No, hold up. First, Jordan, you put on the clip. I'm going to quiz you.
So what do I do?
You're the mediator.
Oh, so I just like,
but you're
speak.
Against Jordan.
Oh, okay, yeah, I see. Right? I'm like Hannity.
You're
not American. You're not a patriot, are you? Okay, yeah, I'm in character. Okay.
All right, clip is going on lit.
I'm
going
to ask you the first
cue
clip.
Music.
And then I'll...
Why is self-help the biggest piece of shit anyone's ever come up with? Are you that weak that you need some old-ass, wrinkly, bald man to tell you to get up in the morning, you miserable piece of shit?
I am literally shaking with rage right now. Did you just say that self-help is for lazy people?
Yeah, why do you need someone to tell you to do this shit? Why can't you get up in the
morning?
It's
a reminder. It's just like a clock, except for you're reading
it. It's not American to be a pussy, okay, Jordan?
this is the real gripe, okay, about self-help that really gets to me. It is as American as it gets. The self-help industry makes over $3 billion a year. Are you saying you don't like money, Hannity? Is that what you're saying on Fox News?
Can I break down this down for you? I like money. Yes, we love coal. We love gas. We don't like pinheads like you.
And pinheads? Why?
You know, this has got the exact opposite response. We were thinking that this is going to make it harder to debate when you've just got a clip on.
It
but
helps.
When you're debating something...
It hurts.
No, it's just a handicap. It just puts you down to someone else's level if you're really passionate about the subject.
It doesn't actually do... like.
It just makes it a fair fight.
Yeah.
Especially on Hannity.
All right.
Okay, now
so
I'll
we
put
got
on
next.
The clip, and then you guys have to ask me some questions.
Jordan, maybe you should...
Am I adjudicating or am I asking questions?
No, you'll ask questions because you probably know something that pisses me off more than Miss Love.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Wait, that means that I'm the adjudicator then if I'm asking the questions.
No,
you are.
You're the guy who's asking the question and I have to respond to it.
I'm the media. It's like, you're a communist. You're
okay,
in...
yeah.
Sorry, you have to...
It is unbelievable to me after there is so much information out on the internet, and you can go back and look at these conversations, that there are still people that will defend Reza Aslan over Sam Harris.
It's just, he's a misunderstood man. He's trying to give you facts, and you...
How is he giving you facts? He's not even qualified to do that. He has
a
degree in creative literature,
yes,
and he's talking about Islam.
People can have varied academic backgrounds. It doesn't all
They can if they're Sam Harris and they're a neuroscientist. This man is in social studies.
Yeah,
it is not
look,
a fair
look,
debate
Mr.
to put somebody...
Mr. Ali, if, I mean, that's... Like, we're starting off on a dodgy foot right there. What do you think of Barack Obama? You Hussein Obama. You don't even have to acknowledge that. I just wanted to be that guy.
Barack Hussein Obama is a man, is a principled man. And him and Reza Aslan are both trying to make a better world. And people like you aren't helping. This is not...
Are you a
communist sympathizer? Interesting discussion.
We'll give you the last word.
The last word is this is clearly you started off.
No, I don't agree with that at all. You're a pinhead, sir.
As a communist,
I really pray for you. Why would you watch anything else? Dude, the question isn't why is Fox News the number one news cable show? It's not why isn't it just 100% a cable TV? Get rid of everything else.
So good.
Okay, so, Jordan, do you think you have something that will trigger Miss Love more? Because I can do it if you want me to do it.
Well, you're the guy, so you're supposed to be doing it.
Oh, so you're doing it?
Yeah, now we've just completely delved into the vocabulary of Fox News.
You're the guy, so...
I love how it's half news voices and half guys that grew up in Brooklyn that they picked off the street and put a suit on.
Yeah, it's great. All right, let's do it.
I'll ask a question.
Okay, so I'm Hannity. All
right.
Do you think that by joining a Christian militia, your racist tendencies will be better flourished? Or is there another way to satisfy your racist needs? Can you please explain?
Look, Ollie, I just have to... Hey, my voice has really changed. It's basically the same thing. Look, what was this country founded on? It was founded on Christianity. But I'm sorry, but people are coming in here to our country that we don't know who they are.
It was founded on racism because it was not your country and you've taken over and you're trying to do the same with other countries. You're joining a Christian militia so you can be a dickhead.
This is moving into insane territory. I'm going to give you a chance to apologize, Ollie, for what you just said. Because I think that's the honorable thing to do in this situation. Sometimes you get carried away.
Hannity, who are you going to believe? A man called Terry Johnson that is a blueberry farmer from Motorhome, Iowa. Or some pinhead named Ollie. I don't know if we're going
to
die right
now. I
think
you know the answer to that, Terry. I threw the football to you in the last ad break. The patented Hannity football that he throws at the screen for some reason.
This is clearly unbelievable. This is what I mean. This game was supposed to start with two people attacking Miss Love, but it turned out that it's against me, and it just shows that I'm sitting with a bunch of racists, and you tell me why would you want to join a Christian...
My lip
It's got
hurts.
Nothing to do with the color of your skin, My sir. Lip. It has something to do with your ideas, and your ideas are inherently Islamic and communist.
I'll do anything if I take
those
this off.
Two different things, you don't you understand? Communism and Islam, that's what I'm talking about. Uneducated people, racism.
All right, we're out of time. As always, it's been a really interesting discussion. Thank you so much. The conversation will continue online, which we just discovered 3 years ago. This is Fox News.
I don't know if that was a success.
No, that was...
My lip, that was the best.
That was just Fox News. Yeah, it was just three people talking over each other for 24 hours.
Yeah, that was just... That segment should have just been called the most realistic reinterpretation of Fox. And we should have gotten awards for that. An Oscar.
Yeah.
No.
Where's our kudos?
Where's my Logie?
Where's my freaking Logie, that chick from Home and Away?
did a chick from Home and Away win the Logie?
You know the brown-haired one that's like, we love her so much. She's won like 5 times in a row. She has more money than like a lot of doctors. Because she's shit.
The one that looks vaguely Greek.
Yeah, she's on radio now with Merrick or Ross or one of those. Or someone. It's like that Home and Away chick, some other chick, and some other cunt.
Yeah. Kate from Kate, Tim and Marty. That's the one.
Yeah, that's the one.
And they're always she's always in beauty skincare ads, being like, want to know what my secret is to youthful skin?
Yeah.
Not really, because you look 45.
Yeah. That's okay. I'd rather.
After with all that makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but
why
do
you look like an ass cheek?
Didn't that Asian lady from SBS win the Logie last time?
Probably. I mean, what is the Logie's? Honestly,
Leeling Luna Park.
I thought that was a place. I didn't know that was a person.
She is. She's just an Asian clown. Why is everyone so obsessed with her?
I
don't understand
her
how she became this meme.
I don't know, but I liked her as a kid because it was like she was like, I don't know, kind of funny and. But like, it's
Dude, the
it's
only reason
too
that
far.
You liked her is because her accent was slightly different to Peter Overton's. That was it. You thought she was funny because she sounded like she was speaking Chinese, and it took you about 30 seconds to realize it was English.
It's pretty accurate.
On that beautiful note, we will proceed with the most recommended segment by Jordan. Jordan, please read out the second segment.
Oh, that's right. Speaking of Asians, would you fuck Poe or not?
See, these are the segments.
these are the segments. This is the reason why I can't get my girlfriend's dad or my dad to listen to this. Every time we, it's like people ask me, what's it about? I'm like, yeah, politics, you know,
a bit of motivation,
music, anything else? That's pretty much it. That's pretty much it. So I should listen? Yeah. Well, what's the URL? Yeah, listen, I gotta go. You give me the URL. No, I gotta. I'll message it to you. Yeah, I'll Facebook it to you.
But this is why we have Patreon donors, and sign up if you haven't, because at least 25% of the podcast
is this
about
the mislove?
Would you have sex with D-grade celebrities, where the answer is almost always no.
I feel like this is the desire between the always misloves and the never misloves no. Maybe it's like...
Oh, yes. In fact, I'm the only one who reads the comments. So
yeah, let's be frank.
So
you're the only one that reads.
No, but what I
Harry Potter 3
still on it.
It's a flying car. It is.
He got mildly distracted by Death of the West
for 7 years.
That the Whomping Willow didn't actually destroy the car. They can still use it.
Harry, you're out.
So I was trying to explain to Miss Love that there's a huge bunch of you guys that hate him, absolutely despise him.
I love it.
And is it true? Is it big, or is it a vocal minority?
I don't know. We've got to do a poll. Can we like set up a Facebook poll?
Yeah,
this sounds like it'll be good
for Miss Love's self-esteem.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
No, do
Who
it.
Here likes Miss Love?
But then
who here wants him dead?
But there is a sizable amount of people that always say Miss Love forever, and think,
Trump, the divider.
Yeah. You don't have the popular vote, but you do have the Electoral College.
Hell yes! And I will bring Zambrero's hot meat back. And on my watch, that pork will not be lukewarm. It will be Luke hot.
Because I will get a guy named Luke to make it hot for you.
Luke Perry!
They're going to be just like Trump steaks, existent.
Anyway, the point is,
would you fuck her or not?
Would you? Is anyone going to answer this? Does anyone have the courage to answer?
I will.
Does anyone? And also, second point, does anyone have the courage to fuck her?
She's a very scary looking person.
She looks like a gargoyle.
I don't know. Okay, why are we changing roles? Okay, we all know that Jordan has a sort of
I have a disease. It's called yellow fever.
So if you want to put it that way. So you've got the yellow fever, and I don't.
He sees one of those ladies in Paddy's Markets with the bag hunched over, and he just... Instant boner.
Homeless Chinese women. That's my jam.
And I'm basically...
If only there was a porn site to tailor to us.
There is.
Hey, there's a market.
There's a market.
I mean, there's a hole in the market.
New startup idea.
Zuckerberg. Zuck. You hear Zuck?
Zuckerberg.
Been smoking meats.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't
anymore.
Know. This is discretion.
Look, we
I would
got,
fuck
Poe
is
the,
what I'm saying.
Yes, exactly.
And the
Thank
thing
you
is,
for being on track as always, Arlo. See, this is why you divide people.
I don't know why you're afraid of her. I think her personality is all right.
Well, let's get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, her personality is great.
Let's get to the bottom of it.
I'm really glad that she's on TV. She's actually nice and not arrogant.
Yeah.
That's such a huge plus in the food cooking world, because they all think that because I know when exactly to turn a steak, if they decide that only 70,000 people get to escape Earth when a comet is hitting to rehabilitate Mars, I'm going in first class.
Yeah.
I know what well done is.
I've got a sleeve tat, so that means I'm better than you.
That's every chef.
Yes. Yeah. On top of that, I'm a ginger with glasses. I mean, that's the genetics you want, isn't it?
Yeah. Did I mention I really like steak? Shut up.
Yeah, and I hate vegetarians.
Yeah.
They all hate vegetarians.
Yeah, they all. It's like trendy. But go on, answer.
No, but all like, Poe ever talks about is how poor she was growing up. That's fine. She's just a rapper.
Yeah.
That's fine.
What's wrong with that? Would you bang her or not?
No, the answer is a definitive no.
But why?
Because her nose is too long.
And something of yours is not, so she wouldn't fuck you.
What are you, Poe's PR manager?
No, I'm
stop
just
sticking up for her. Why do you have such a crush?
I'm not sticking up for her. Mine answer? Is sticking up for her.
But why is this? We've got to get to the bottom of this.
No, did she?
You have never told me that you find an Asian attractive, ever.
Yeah.
It's always some chick that looks like a more plump version of Kim Kardashian. That's your jam.
That's all right. That's all right.
Basically, just a pair with those clown balloon lips, and that would be your...
No. That... That is not true. That is a false accusation. You, mister, are more into the artificial kind than me.
True. No, that's... I'll give you that. But I'm, again, only into the artificial kind if it's Asian chicks that have had heaps of plastic surgery.
So yeah.
I'm really
I don't
pro
like
that.
Plastic surgery. I just want... Okay, so I've got two conditions. Number one, you need to have a good personality that Poe does.
True.
Number two, you need to be white. But the thing is...
Really? Are you a
white lover?
I, no, I'm a lover of all, but, But
no,
I
say it. You can say it.
He likes the milk.
Yeah, he likes the full cream milk. Good on you. Nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but I'm just saying that there's nothing that I can say at this point that will redeem myself.
And also, the other thing that he won't admit, because he's not allowed to enter Israel legally on his passport.
No, that is
but
not
he
true.
Likes Jews.
No, I just happened to meet a few, is what I'm saying.
Holy shit. I'm sorry, but if there's not one Disney-style reason to get rid of that fucking annex on Pakistanis. Here it is.
Yeah, well, the thing, okay, Jews, I never asked them if they were Jewish. I just liked them and they happened to be Jewish. I don't know what to do about that.
This is like you with your gaydar, though, Ali. You don't know. Honestly, you could meet Joel Creasy afterwards and be like, yeah, that's a red-blooded, hot heterosexual right there. Like, that guy likes the flag.
I don't know who that is, but I can imagine.
Yeah, but like, okay,
but so... just raging homosexuals. Like, Carthen Krathley, he would meet him and then just be like, yeah, so anyway, I talked to him for half an hour about pussy, and he recoiled a bit.
It's because it's illegal in Pakistan. Give him a break. He doesn't know any.
It's true.
Oh, yeah. I'll give you the exception for that. And
Mishla,
also the fact that you guys...
Profound point. That is why my gaydar is off. Because one is allowed to be gay in Pakistan.
True,
so I
true.
Never met a lot of gay people. But now I'm getting better.
And also
though.
Your Jew-dar is off for the same reason. Because in Pakistan, they think the Jews are the dwarves from Lord of the Rings. You think they're a mythical creature,
that's
don't you?
That's also true. But how... But, wait, hold up. As if you can look at a person and tell if they're Jewish or
yes.
not.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can. I grew up in Bondi.
Yeah, but it's not every Jewish person looks like Seth from the OC.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Oh, for God. Okay, granted,
I mean, okay,
most of them
to be
are
fair,
fatter
I know,
and older. That's true.
Okay, to be fair, I know, like, I think one, so I haven't got the best... I can't, but I just don't believe, I couldn't be.
All right, pop quiz. You can only answer this if you're a Patreon member. Can you spot a Jew?
Okay.
This is getting so, can they shut us down? Is that a thing?
Nah, Alex Jones has proved that you can keep chugging along.
No, okay.
He just got shut, Jesus! We take that back. We love Bondi. We love the Sitika population of Australia. Get away from me! Jew hater.
There's nothing anti-Semitic about
this test?
Pointing them out and identifying them.
Oh my god.
Okay, can we make sure that we can still put this out?
this is so bad.
But what it's all fun and games. They're amazing and like I and the
dig it deeper.
Okay, hold up. I'm gonna give you two names. This is a game that I want to play with Miss Love. I'm gonna give him two names and he has
just quickly, was it just assumed that I wouldn't want to screw Poe?
Hang on. Yeah, sorry. We've got to get back to the real question here.
No, I wouldn't want to. But, you know, next
well,
time
it's
include
good to
me.
Know this.
Next time include me.
Well, that was the most important information we've ever covered on this podcast. Yeah. I think that really beats what's coming up next, which is the Pakistani
no,
election.
No, wait, hold up. Before we do that, I've got a question. I want to play another game with Miss Love.
Yeah,
I'm going to give him two names, and he has to tell me which one's Jewish and which one's not.
All right, go.
Okay, so...
I know it's going to be one of those trick things. This is what you're going to do. Just quickly. First of all, you're going to assume that the one that doesn't sound Jewish is the non-Jewish one, but you'll be flipping it and be like, actually, the Jewish name is Jewish. So then I'll guess that one. Just don't do that.
Don't
I bet you he's just
going
to pick like Anderson Cooper or Jerry Seinfeld.
And then I'll say Jerry Seinfeld and he'll be like, this guy is really good.
Okay.
Go on.
All right. Louis C.K. and Drake.
I know Drake is half Jewish, and I think Louis C.K. isn't.
Trick question, they're both Jewish.
Yeah, shut up, Arlie.
God damn it. Okay, I fucked that a
Jesus
bit.
Jesus Christ.
Wait, this, we went from Fox to like... That
Disney Adventures.
No, no, no.
They used to do those quizzes
all the
time.
Letterman, Letterman.
Actually, a banana's a fruit.
No, you know what? Okay, I don't know either.
What's your favorite vegetable? Tomato. Wrong. It's a fruit. Okay, hold up. So the next segment is, what's the next segment again?
Oh yeah, Jekyll's Perth is just like
Jekyll.
Was it
Pakistan or Jekyll?
No, that's the last one. You saved the best for last.
Let's get Jekyll out of the way because we need to talk about
keep it for Jekyll, but we're doing it now.
Yeah, we're doing. So what are we doing, Jekyll?
Yeah.
I mean,
wait,
this is...
Read out the segment, please.
Read it.
God, we have one glass of wine. We're all over the shop.
Jekyll's Perth is just like Jekyll. Bloody lit.
Undeniable.
I mean, there was... Yeah, there was a lot of Jekyllisms that you could have slipped in there. You didn't, but that's fine. I'll let it go. It's okay.
You're the one who came up with this.
I would have put at least roast at the end, but it's fine. It doesn't matter. The important thing is me and Jordan went to Perth. Went out to a place called Northbridge. Basically, nearly got rolled by a number of gangs. It was like...
It's escape from LA. There's all these small pockets of gangs mugging people in front of you while police are just watching it
horses,
happen, going,
on
well,
on
they
horses.
Haven't brought out a weapon yet, so
yeah,
this
yeah.
isn't illegal.
Yep.
I'm not surprised. Isn't there a Labour government there right now?
Fair enough. Bloody good point.
It's a Liberal government there.
No, Labour's in.
What, you said that they're Liberal voters?
They are. They're naturally inclined. But
you
then they,
lied
no.
to me! Go on.
Look, just because they're inclined to vote Liberal doesn't mean they always do. What happened is the Liberals plunged them into recession, and at that point, the good people of Western Australia thought, maybe we should give Labor a chance.
It's true. It is a Labor. It's a Liberal territory, but the last one, yep. Labor won because the Liberals screwed up, badly.
So they were just like, we have to give them a chance. All right, fair call. You clear that.
Yeah,
up,
but it was
call.
So reluctant, and they still won by just like a majority, not a clear majority.
Oh, really?
Can you
technically,
imagine that?
They should have won by 2/3, and they should have just been dictators of WA.
Yeah,
that place should have just gone into remission like Geelong did when their mayor. I don't know if I've told this on the podcast before, but the mayor of Geelong was a contestant on Big Brother who wears a really spiky mohawk.
Oh, I know that guy.
You know him.
Yeah, I know that guy. He's a Geelong
guy. He implanted a six-pack. He got a six-pack implant in his stomach and then
really
got a
fat.
Beer gut after that.
Yuck.
So he looks like the bad guy in Captain Planet, whatever his name is, the pig guy.
Yeah, he does. He's the mayor of Geelong.
He was.
Liberal or Labour?
He was an independent.
Oh, right.
Keeping the bastards honest, and by that I mean stopping all traffic and diverting it right past my nightclub to starve all the other nightclubs out of Geelong. That was my only initiative.
Oh my God.
And so anyway, the corruption was so rife that the state government had to step in, forcibly remove the mayor of Geelong, and then put a 4-year ban on elections in Geelong because they don't trust the people of Geelong to
and
make
fair
a decision.
Enough. Fair enough. That is unbelievable. That is pathetic. That is a pathetic display.
I didn't know that at all. That's crazy.
I know. It's administration, but that's what I'm saying. WA should have gone into general administration 2 terms into Colin, but he was just like, 4 terms in county.
There's a term for it. I'm pretty sure it's also in the Australian Constitution. They should have imposed governor's rule.
Is that what it's called?
I think it's like when your political apparatus completely collapses, and there's like, it usually happens in civil war. It happens in the Westminster system, where there's like the governor's law, which basically means all the political parties and the ruling is just go away, and then your state institutions take over, usually like your army, and the governor is supposed to be like the queen's representative, right? So he's the only one who's trusted to govern. Then,
so it's basically the Simpsons have been like, if the robots aren't invented yet, let use people from the community to rule the town.
Yeah,
basically that.
Yeah,
yeah, probably
that should have been WA. Yeah. So obviously when you go there and everyone just goes, I bet you that is the attitude as well. Gangs rife on the street. Was it happening under Liberal? Yeah, it was. But still.
Yeah.
Labour has a red colour in it, and that's pretty common.
Well, I mean, that is a very serious
and
concern
I've
of mine.
I've persuaded Miss Love after 5 years of persuasion back to voting Liberal, but...
No. I'm 100% Labour, but the red... I'm not happy about the red.
Who do you vote for?
Go for it, Miss Love. You know better than anyone who you voted for.
No, tell him. You tell him.
The Weed Party.
Oh, my God. You don't even smoke weed. Are you?
I partake some tizzle.
This guy.
But I've been convinced to vote Labour now. So that's what I will be voting now.
Why, the Labour hack, you mean?
No. Come on, give him a break. He's actually convinced me. Change the fucking colour. I'd like that. But yeah, he's convinced
me. But you know, I have to give him one more thing. He's also convinced me. Damn. Because...
No way.
It's not that I was a Liberal supporter. Wait a sec. You don't remember the time.
You voted for the real Red Party.
No. I would. And I still would. Fuck you. Yeah. But
fuck you too. Fuck you too.
Hey, Miss Love. Hey, Miss... Don't be mean to him.
Dude, I was actually...
He's just new in this land and he needs our support.
I don't know, Miss Love, if you know this.
What?
Not only would I vote for them, but I was a member of the Socialist Equality Party and I was the finance secretary of the UNSW division of...
Well, I know your pep fucking, you know, stabbed some king and he's a commie, so whatever. You know.
I didn't stab no king.
Your dad. And the funniest thing was he was the financial secretary of it because some guy with dreads just dragged him off and
Who
said,
you
totally them, right?
I was... I'm sorry.
Oh. So when I... At UNSW?
Yeah, when I first moved to Australia, one of the first people that I met was a Trotskyist, and then he was part of this society.
Really?
And then through him, I got into the Socialist Equality Party.
Look, I'm not even going to have a go at you, because I'm starting to... The older I get, the more I'm just like... You know, essentially, Macca's is shit, and it's because of crony capitalism and, like, intense imperial capitalism. So it's like, yeah, maybe you're right. I don't know. It's just that when, like...
I love that that's always his go-to point about why capitalism doesn't work. Because he thinks that chicken McNuggets could be better.
Yeah.
And cheaper. 50 chicken nuggets for $20?
No, but like...
It's a rip-off.
No, but I'm just saying, like, there are a lot of reasons. I was thinking about this. Like, I was thinking about, like, Richard Branson. Oh! And, like, how he, for some reason, gets to, like, have a monopoly on... Like, not a monopoly, but let's just say... Because he has a lot of money, he gets to be like, you'll ride around in my planes. Oh, boogie. And it's like, no. Like, I'm more than happy for, like, a government to have, like, planes. Because at least they don't think they're David Bowie, you know?
Damn,
I'm kind of in the middle.
That's a good point.
I'm kind of in the middle. Like, I'm moving more towards your red land.
This is what everyone doesn't need to know. Like, stop the argument about the economics of whether or not capitalism works. The end result is that Richard Branson is annoying.
I would almost want to take down capitalism just because of him.
And I literally stopped liking Obama when he started partying with Richard Branson. Those videos were not correlated.
You know what, it's not a coincidence. I'm not gonna rag you because, like, basically I'm starting to think that Boini is pretty good and, like, so whatever, you know?
Because he is an old school capitalist.
That's what I'm saying. That's all I am. Like, I like the idea of being
Everyone is.
Yeah.
See, you weren't here, but last time we were discussing the impact of the Koch brothers on the political system, and it goes so deep. And you can find out more by subscribing to Friendly Jimmy's Patreon.
That's the only way you're going to know. Well-appreciated Patreon exclusive.
But it's incredible. Once you understand this, you understand why the Republicans are so extreme now. In the sense that, as Noam Chomsky was pointing out, they're the most destructive terrorist organization in history. It's because of the Koch brothers. And we explain that in great detail.
But anyway, what do you mean I convinced you to vote Labour? You don't remember this. You've had, like... Okay, so during the days when I had just quit the Socialist Equality Party, and I've always been of the view, what's the point of voting? They're all the same. There's no difference. They're all working for the same...
That's what I was too until him.
So I didn't come from, like, an extreme, I was about to say, ill-informed point of view.
but again, he has listened to a lot of Gavin McInnes.
Yeah, he has listened to a lot.
And he has read one book.
Yeah, I was like,
fucking Jamaicans shut down my restaurant because they don't like me. Like, what the fuck is that? Fuck off.
And so I would always
say... Politics is a complicated thing.
So I would say, like, Obama, Bush, doesn't matter. Same thing's going to happen. Oh, when Bush came in, he launched wars. When Obama came in, he even increased the number of personnel in Afghanistan, which, by the way, remains true to this day. But Jordan convinced me, yeah, that's true. But, like, sometimes winning the small battles are also important, and that will lead to the big battle.
I think that's the main case that most people don't understand about centrist politics, which is that...
Just quickly, why is Labour not commie enough for you? What else do you want?
I want them to have a completely red flag and nationalize all of the state institutions. Okay.
Come on.
Nationalize
NIB
everything.
Isn't that bad.
No, like, here's the thing.
NIB is such a... How good would it be if it was just, like, everything, everything. So it just became, like, Labor presents Zimbrero.
Labor presents.
No, but like on a serious note, your question of what
Sam
Destiari
Subway.
Halal footlong.
Halal footlong.
They're all halal now.
They always were. Let me tell you a secret.
Go on.
No, like, so I don't think labor has come up. So this is the problem is that
stop avoiding the question.
The question is that Labour can criticize the Liberal Party and all those criticisms I agree with, but I don't think that they have this master plan to fix the economy themselves because they aren't ballsy enough.
Really?
Yeah. Like even like the so okay. So a typical example would be in Medicare, the Liberal Party would try to like privatize Medicare completely. Not a fan of that, and that is a nightmare scenario. Obviously. And the Labour Party would say that, no, Medicare needs to be there. And in fact, the premiums keep rising. So we're going to disallow the companies to charge further premiums, or we're going to set a limit on it. And I'm saying, quit private Medicare subsidies. Like, get rid of that shit. Cut off the cancer. Bring them into the real market. That's like, I'm just saying, like,
I 100% agree with you. But again, why aren't they doing it?
Because they're too shit scared.
Exactly. But they have reason to be shit scared. Don't you think that if they came out and said, no, well, if you like the free market so much, you're not getting any subsidies from the government at all. What do you think the private health insurance industries are going to do, which at this point are multi-billion dollar industries? It would be nothing for them to chuck $50 million into advertising next election to get the Liberals back in power.
Yeah, but
so
you,
it's the
you,
greater good. It's the greater good of like
but you
just
try
incurring
to convince,
what you can.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
not in your control. You try to stick to your guns and you try to convince the population of Australia why you believe.
Yeah, but how has that worked out? Everyone always
more,
goes,
more
"Well,
what
idealist,
about when
but
Jeremy
I get that, I respect
Corbyn
that.
Did it?"
Yeah, but Jeremy Corbyn's not in power.
Yeah.
And on top of that,
yeah,
Jeremy Corbyn is basically saying, "Let's make Britain like Australia."
Yeah.
Everyone thinks that he's far left. Yeah. And everyone here just goes like, oh yeah, Jeremy Corbyn's so ballsy. Yeah, he's ballsy in that political environment. But pretty much, he's basically where Bill Shorten is.
Yeah,
okay, true.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. There's only one political candidate that I would have voted for with all my heart and have no regrets.
Yeah.
And that was Mr. Sanders.
Yeah.
True. But again, Mr. Sanders.
I probably still
is just
would have voted Trump at that point, but now,
yeah,
I would
me
have voted.
Too.
It's just,
no.
Look,
but
again,
now,
Trump's
but,
funnier than
Bernie.
No.
Sorry.
But now, I agree with you. I agree with you. I do.
Okay, perfect. So that was our segment on Jekyll, right?
No, that was.
Now let's move on to Pakistan's new prime minister.
Wait. One more little thing. He's really short. Go on.
And one more thing further to that. Can anyone in Perth be over 3'10"?
Why are you so short?
We're
what's in the air over there?
Because it's mining, that's why. And you are just a society of dwarves.
No, is it
because
of
happened.
All the chemicals?
This is just Middle Earth, and you are just really good at mining, and so you're extremely short as a result. That must be the reason. But we didn't see anyone there that was...
They were all up to here.
It was honestly like we had just discovered... You know that species of tiny people that they found in Indonesia that were like a small dwarf version of Homo habilis? They evolved into what is Perth.
But I'm getting conflicting information here. Didn't you also say that the women are... extremely good looking.
They are. They're all extremely hot, but they're hot in the same way Latinos are, which is petite and feisty.
And also, no, to be entirely fair, there was like 1 in 20 women that were like a foot taller than us, and obviously they were out of towners. So there were some like hot women. All the women were beautiful.
I really don't
all
understand
the women
that.
Were beautiful.
Someone else explain that to me. Why is there so many hot people in Perth? And furthermore, why is there so many people that think that a mohawk / mullet is a good haircut? I need to know those two things.
No, but
now
you
let's
have
just move
your own
on.
Theory. It's the beach. You say that the continental wind influence is the way you...
Wind.
No, it's the gravity. It's like the center of gravity is lower or something, and the you know, the temperature versus the air and all that shit.
Look, the point is, this is all pseudoscience. What I need is someone who's been born and raised in Perth to just go, from my experience,
to crush some tinnies.
And I will count that as science.
Yeah.
Just come in.
Yeah, come
just
in.
Come
and
in and tell us, why is everyone in Perth hot? And also give us money on Patreon.
Yeah.
Now, awesome. let's move on to...
Can't say much more than that.
Pakistan's new prime minister. And I'm really interested in this because, again, when we're in Perth, and you just have to answer this for us as well, Ali, can you please answer to us, why are Africans so not interested in talking?
Yeah.
And why are Desis really up for a chat? Why are Desis so chat?
Desi's
brown people.
Brown people. Oh, Desis.
But it's true. Why are all Desis
like
really
a designated driver? That's a Desi's a designated driver.
Well, that's what they are. They're all Uber drivers.
Oh, is that why they call them that?
Probably.
Holy shit.
That's not why they call them that. The Hindi word for country is desh, and that's where it comes from. Desi.
Desh.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Desh, that's
doesn't
the
matter.
One, Miss
I'm going to, I agree with that, actually. I don't know why, A, all Pakistanis are Uber drivers.
Yeah.
I haven't met 100%. A single one who isn't. 100%. And
But why are they so up for a chat? Because, honestly, we had, on the way in, a taxi driver that was from Rwanda. So, obviously, we had a million questions, and probably we were freaking him out by being like, yeah, so what was it like living in the genocide?
Yeah.
So, that probably
how
freaked him out.
How is the smell of death?
So, that's a very difficult question to answer because, like, I don't know how to answer that without sounding... So, here's the thing.
Yeah, go for it. Sound however you need to sound.
All right, Miss Love, I can walk the path.
Walk the path.
Who's going to fire us apart from the, you know, Zuckerberg?
Zingerberger. Okay, listen. So I think it's because it depends on like what part of Africa they're from. But
I hear this. Sorry, just as a quick side note, I hear that people from Rwanda are extremely
closed.
Like, introverted.
It's like a stronger word than introverted. They're stoic. They're an extremely stoic people. It's really weird when you watch them and you see them being interviewed all the time and they'll just be like, I saw my mother get chopped up in a million pieces in front of me.
Jesus.
And they just seem kind of normal about it. Yeah. There's something about their culture that's really reserved. I don't know what that's about, but that guy was the same thing.
Very
that you'd
similar.
Ask him anything. So we'd ask him, what do you think about the current president? He goes, he's doing a good job, but I think that someone else could do a good job as well.
Yeah.
That was all you could get out of him. But then when you ask a Pakistani guy, what do you think about the new prime minister of Pakistan?
We
were late for our plane.
Yeah.
Because the entire country is euphoric at the moment. They're all really, really happy that this guy has come into power.
But man, the people of Rwanda should be euphoric about their president.
Nah,
that guy's
so
a boss.
Long.
But he's so good.
Is he?
Well, he is.
Yeah,
we did like...
Oh, he's the one who's turned it around, yeah.
He's the one. Well, okay. I don't know. If
that's for another time.
Yeah.
That's for another time.
Just quickly though, we did ask him about Defense Housing Authority number 71, and he was just like, "Yes, I know that one." He's like, "It's what did he say? It's like it's very expensive that whole area because the military runs it, so like it's very expensive." And I was like, "Does the and it's like so the military runs everything?" He's like, "Yes, like you'll be in the shop, and then you'll be like, I want whole grain rice." Instead of whole rice, and then they'll like stop you and be like, "What the fuck are you doing? We run this show, basically."
Dude, what the fuck? This guy's mental. Is that what he said?
He didn't say that. He was just saying the military.
He doesn't know
very
what he's
strong.
Talking about.
The military. He was saying the military was like extremely powerful.
He said what
a
you said, but
area.
In way shitter English.
Mm.
He pretty much had the same grasp that you did, I think.
Yeah. No.
It was really cool.
He's
because
probably
it's
not from Defense Housing. The best way to describe it is just
it.
Double bay of Pakistan. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a rich area.
Right. That's what he said. It's expensive. Yeah.
But the thing is, the double bay of Pakistan doesn't have a huge wall around it with a bunch of guards that have AKs. I've never seen a semi-automatic in double bay.
What are they defending themselves against, just out of interest? Like, what?
Poor people.
Really?
Yeah. And terrorists.
I thought India was like the huge gap between rich and poor. But Pakistan's
Hang
the same.
On, do you think that India is the only third world country on earth?
Yes. That and China. That and China. I assume Pakistan is just a giant kebab.
But Somalia, on the other hand, doing better than Switzerland.
No, income.
Yeah, but Africa's just. It's an assumed thing that they're battling. Battling.
Like, no offense.
Yeah, quite literally.
Yeah.
No, they're. Hey.
Holy
Holy shit.
No,
holy
shit, hey, man. That's wrong. Africa's a continent. There's parts of it that are, like, in violence at the moment. And parts
yeah, Tunisia's
of
cool.
And in answer yeah, to Tunisia. The one comment that I read from a couple of weeks ago, which I think was from Boring Girl, where she said, can you please have a disclosure beforehand when you're going to talk about potentially racially insensitive topics? The answer to that is a definitive oh, no.
No. No. And you will really enjoy this podcast.
We are so bad.
Okay, no, hold up. Okay, I wanna like go back to why do I have to be the Wally Dolly and just like hold up? I know we're all having all fun here, but no, this no, is something we need to talk about.
No, it's true. We do need to talk about this.
I agree. This is all contentious stuff. Yeah. Take it lightly, everyone. We're just having a laugh.
Yeah, that's what the chick that next to him says too. Like, I'll be
Carrie Bicknell. We're just having a bit of fun here. We understand that the world's a complicated place and there's lots of poor places.
Oh, guys, don't make me Peter Hellier.
Okay, first of all, why Pakistan is important. Pakistan is two-thirds the size of the entire Arab world. Pakistan
really?
Is three times the size of Afghanistan and Iraq combined.
At least there's one patriot in the room. No, another patriot. Give me a high five.
What? Patriot?
Yeah, for their country.
Hey, Australia's my fucking country.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, it's fine. I am, and it is the Independence
but
Day.
But he is actually... Ali is a model immigrant. He is exactly what the Liberal Party wants here.
Yeah.
What, like, just gave up on everything, starts eating pork.
Which is what you did.
Which is what I did.
Yeah,
and
that's what they want.
And as soon as you got your citizenship, what was the first thing you did? Pick up the Australian flag and take a photo with it.
Yes, that's what you want.
Yeah, and also interview the mayor of Liverpool, who was very nervous from being interviewed.
God.
Yeah, you could tell she doesn't do many press releases.
Poor lady. Yeah, we love it. This is just
she's like,
multiculturalism.
Dude, so
give me another Xanax, please, darling.
So true.
Poor lady.
Don't you think that more than reading about zoning permits, she's definitely watched more episodes of The Real Housewives of Melbourne than she has proposals for parks?
It's got to be a fact.
Definitely. Man, she was, and the thing was, she asked me where are you going to put up this. I told her YouTube, and she's like, oh, YouTube. It's like for the first time she was on YouTube, she's like, wait, hold
YouTube?
On a minute. Took out a napkin, started swiping her face with... I was like, there's...
What, because she was like, the whole world
yeah,
is going
to
say
world.
This?
Oh, she did. She little did
I'm
going to
be
know.
On Ellen next week.
Who do you think I am, lady? And that is available on Holsworthy Live to this day, that video.
TBT.
Okay. Pakistan.
They talk about it, yeah.
So it's important. No, it's important for you to know.
Two-thirds
of the Arab world. It has an active military personnel of 500,000 people.
Jesus.
We know that.
With a country with nuclear weapons.
Mm.
Yes, that's the right reaction, Miss
Actually,
Love.
The best way to sum this up is Obama saying, the one country that keeps me up at night is Pakistan.
Really?
Mm.
Yeah, and
he thinks that's the biggest international security threat.
Wow.
The country that this guy's from.
Holy shit.
And having said that, Jordan gave me Death of the World, Death of Europe today, and I just read the first page and it said, immigration, such a huge problem. Just look at all the Pakistanis.
Well, you can't
it's
deny
so good.
The facts.
And on top of that, how good is it that he just read that and then he closes the book and goes, man, I don't agree with this book.
Not biased. Completely unbiased.
Fuck off, that is not the reason. And also...
It's a really good book.
I know, I'm reading it. In fact, I'm going to do the next pod on it. Like my criticisms of it. But coming back to Pakistan.
Yep.
So, the way... Okay. This new prime minister is kind of a big deal. Because he broke through into a system that he possibly couldn't have.
He's basically an educated Donald Trump.
Kind of. So this is how it works, right? So let me first explain how Pakistani politics works.
Yep.
To tell you like the magnitude of his win. So Pakistani politics works on a system of patronage.
I'm sorry. I just had this image just really quickly. When you were like, this is how it works. I'm like, full parliament, everyone's sitting down. And some guy just comes in, like a Pakistani guy with a suit, just goes, eh! Kicks down the door with an AK. Just goes, okay.
What Imran Khan did that, and now he's the president.
Yeah. But let's go on.
Yes, that is...
Can
that
you
is
deny the... that that's what happened?
I cannot confirm or deny...
I'm just kidding. Go on.
No, okay. So, and so the way it works is based on so the British, the way they set up during the British era,
yep,
they set up local bodies in a way that actually didn't form local bodies the way it did in the rest of the Western world. Mm. So all politics in, for example, in Australia literally comes from bottom up, right? That's how these institutions were formed. So you've got these local electorates. These local electorates look for a person that will represent their needs, and it's all based on, in a way, majoritarianism, right? So the way democracy is supposed to work. The people that believe, the larger number of group, if they believe in a particular policy, their representative will fight for them and win it. It's kind of similar to Pakistan, but in a more sinister way. So the British, what they did was the way they set up these local bodies was they would just find the local leader, usually the tribal chief, and they say, all right, you're the guy who's responsible for this place. You'll get the power, you'll get the money, you can do corruption, whatever, but whatever we need done in this area, you handle it. And the reason why they did that was because they realized all of India could not be handled with an iron grip. There were these independent kingdoms that were, I guess, in a state of its own, and when a united India was sort of taking form, they realized that they can't have an iron grip. They need to work with local people. So once Pakistan was formed, the same sort of system maintained, but these local leaders collapsed. In a way, the old system of relying on the tribal chief sort of ceased to be because these tribal chiefs eventually declined in their own popularity. So the way now the political system works is it's based on individual patronage. So it is still in a way tribal and clan based.
Do they have like left and right? Like, do they have a Liberal Labour Party?
That's a very bad way of looking at it.
Yeah, they have tribes.
They literally have
How many parties are there?
I wouldn't even know where to stop counting.
Thousands.
So the parties of consequence, maybe like 15.
15?
No, but
how do you vote? How do you even know?
You vote for your local clansmen. That's how it ends up working out. But the thing is, there were two major parties that basically consolidated all of these smaller parties. Whoever would win the general election, these smaller parties would gravitate towards them to form government.
So the same as us. The same, but
it's more fragmented than it is over here. Now, the problem is that the system of patronage is extremely strong, that it's hard for a third political force to come into it unless they follow the old playbook rule. So the way that you would get into power is like, okay, so you've got this person, A, who looks after your rights. And by the way, when I mean rights, it's completely different to what it is in Australia. So what a local politician would promise his people is, I will give you access to the state funds. As in, when I get into power, let's say I win the elections.
Yeah.
Like full commie.
In a way, not full corrupt. So
what's the difference? No, I'm just kidding.
So the thing is, what they
raises a point.
What they would say is that if I win this election,
I'll give you the budget.
Well, no. In a way.
No, pretty much.
In a way.
Cash.
So if I get into power,
it's a little bit more hidden than that.
It's a little bit more. So a local politician wins the election, he's going to convince his people that vote for me when I win the elections, when I get the funds. The thing is, like, over in Australia, local bodies get funds directly. In Pakistan, they go straight to the member of parliament.
Right.
The member of parliament basically is supposed to look after his electorate. But what he does is he looks after his people, the people that got him into power. And the way he does it, let's say it's a small town, right? Mm. There's a new project that they need lights fit on all of the streets, right? Mm-hmm. It's a massive project. He'll get the funds from the state from it. He'll basically hire his people to do that.
But that's not so different to Australia's situation.
I mean, and then he'll take his kickback. It's a little different. Most Australian politicians, are not in it for the kickbacks. They genuinely believe in looking after their people.
Yeah.
And he will do so at the expense of his political opponents. So the political opponents, he will tell the political, you will not get shit, even though you're part of this electorate. Right. And not just his political opponents in the sense like whoever was contesting election with them, the people that we're supporting his political opponent. He's like, you're not getting shit.
Yeah, that's not.
This is, I don't care if you're part of my electorate, only my people.
That's the part that's a little bit different.
That's, and then in the next election cycle, maybe the other person's clan would win it, and then they would get out of it.
Right.
Now, Imran Khan comes into politics. He is rejecting all of this, the patronage-based politics. Yeah. He comes in 1996 on the basis of, I want to bring social welfare. I want to take all of these funds away from these members of parliament because they give it to their people. I want to give it directly to the local bodies, like the way it is done in Australia. As you can imagine, this is an appealing view for the urban, for the population is content with the system. They don't like it. Obviously, they would want it to change, it weirdly works for them.
Yeah.
So what he's saying, when he says that, it appeals to the urban population, who basically have lost these clan ties, and they're not being represented in the government. But they're small, because it's primarily a rural-based society.
Like the farmers in South Africa. Lawrence Sutherland.
So, we did like an entire pod on that one.
Yeah.
You should be a fan.
And that is nowhere near enough coverage. This is an impending genocide, Ali. Are you diminishing that?
So when he comes into power, when Imran Khan first comes into power, first he is ridiculed for this because they say he's an idealist. So a bit of his background. So he was a cricket star.
One of
the best.
To give you a quick reference, when I asked my dad, do you know who Imran Khan is? This was his response, quote, "Fuck yeah, I know who Imran Khan is." I said, "He's the president of Pakistan now." He said, "No way."
Wow. Yeah, no, he was big. He was massive.
He was so big that, you know how people in Pakistan and India...
Didn't the cricketer just get killed by a suicide bomb in Pakistan?
Yeah, but here's the crazy thing about cricket, Miss Love. There's more than one person in the entire history
and I don't think anyone died.
Of a team that has been a cricketer.
You'll have to rethink this, Jordan. I don't know about that.
Well, I mean,
fucking,
you know,
Brett Lee.
Always different.
Name another one.
That's what I love about this podcast.
So,
but... like, kind of like, you know how Shane Warne is respected even in India and Pakistan because of how good of a player he is? Yeah. That's Imran
now,
Khan.
So this guy, right? So he is at the top of his game. He decides that he's lost his passion for cricket.
Do Indians respect him?
Yeah, Indians love him. In fact, that is a bigger problem. Wow. You know, the state of India is worried as shit because the enemy state's leader is more influential than most of the celebrities in their country.
Really?
It's like, you can imagine.
What's India's representation like right now? Like, what's their what are they like?
It's very similar to Pakistan. Hindu
capitalism.
It's very, very similar to Pakistan.
Yeah,
they do, and that's why the state is worried because he does belong to the enemy state.
No, I'm saying they should like their own representative, right?
No, they do like their own representative, but
go on.
So Imran Khan first. Is a cricket star. That's he decides he loses his interest and he wants to, his mum dies of cancer, right? And he decides he decides that he wants to build a free cancer hospital in Pakistan.
Mad.
He sets up a meeting. He sets up a meeting with 12 of the best doctors. So he has like friends all over.
Yeah.
In the world. He sets them. He tells them that this is my plan.
Yeah.
11 of them say that it's not possible to build a cancer hospital in Pakistan. One says it's possible, but you can't give out free treatment.
Well, yeah.
Today, there's four cancer hospitals that he built that have 70% free treatment for poor people. In fact,
I can believe 70%. That's awesome.
Yeah, and
but it can't be 100% free.
No,
but that's fine. No, but 70% is amazing.
So the way it works is when you go into the hospital, if you can afford it, then you pay.
And
if you can't afford it,
the rest of, that's awesome.
Not in itself subsidizes because the people were saying that the cancer hospital is not possible because cancer treatment is extremely expensive. Now that cancer treatment not only caters to the entire Pakistan population but also Afghanistan, where people come to.
Wow.
To Pakistan. So then that becomes his passion. Yeah. After he finishes he realizes his dream of the cancer hospital, he gets into politics and he starts talking about the welfare of the people and he wants to end this system of patronage.
Yeah.
He contests elections. His party contests elections. They only win one seat, just him, and that too because he's a cricket star.
Wow.
One seat.
Some, like, his own electorate were like, yeah, we liked you as a bowler, we'll vote for you. The rest of the country says, mate, we like you.
But you're stop trying to change the system.
No, not just stop trying to change the system. You can't do it.
Yeah.
What you're saying, because it's not that the people like this system of patronage. It's they say that they don't know what else could be.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand.
So they don't know what else could be. So this guy says, anyways, he keeps going on. Most of the people ridicule him. They say that there's no way this guy can enter politics. This guy can be successful in politics. In 2011, something crazy happens. In one of his rallies, there's about, there's close to 500,000 people in one of the centers. That's when he comes onto the political landscape immediately. People go like, holy shit, we were just like ridiculing this guy. He can actually, he's a political force now. What he had at the time was the urban populations of the big cities. So city like mine. So people like me, I don't have like huge these clans or patronage. I actually want a transparent, good system that caters for the entire population. So I go.
So that's about 500,000 people in Pakistan?
No, there's more than that. Those are the people that arrived as rallies. That's what told everyone else that this guy has strength now.
Right.
So in 2000.
Just what percentage of the population do you think are like you in Pakistan?
Good question.
40.
Like me? Like me?
No, like you, because you are a Maoist.
No. Like me, as in, so I don't have sister. I don't have that clanship. Is because
Doesn't have a clanship. That's
very
what
few. Very oh, very
really
few. Maybe 10 million people.
Very few.
So half of Australia's population. Right. Okay. Now that we've clarified that,
a country of 200 million people.
Holy shit! Is that how many there are in Pakistan?
Yeah. So
stop breeding.
That's a lot of fucking people.
But the thing is,
no wonder we have so many Uber drivers.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's like the law of like, I forget what law.
Fibonacci sequence.
It's gonna happen if there's more. You know what I mean? Like if that's like two.
I suppose that's how
world,
maths works. If you're just having two kids in Australia and they're having 11.
Yeah, I think one of them's gonna rock up. Yeah, exactly. It's our own fault.
So in 2013. There's a general elections. Imran Khan says he's going to sweep the general elections based on his popular support and the sort of rallies that he's having. Everywhere that he goes, it's crazy. He contests the elections, including me. At the time, I was like, man, if this guy comes into power, it would be mad. And he's going to win. He's going to win. Loses badly.
Why?
Out of 300 and... I'll tell you why.
Sorry.
Out of 300... about 264 seats that were supposed to be contested in the general election, he wins 30. He is like, and then everyone just goes, there you go, man. That's his strength. That's the urban strength. And there's no way this guy can come into power.
Yeah.
It's been proved. Then Imran Khan changes strategy. And this is where...
Please tell me he rocked a into parliament. And that guy was going, order, order. And he just went, ching. And then just paste-balled the ball. And everyone went, yeah! And then all the population run in and was like, niggity-ding, niggity-ding. Did that happen?
He changed his strategy.
No, he decided to bowl fast.
Sorry, but
before he was spin bowling. Now it's fast pace.
Now it's all right, tell us.
So he changes his policy in the sense where, like,
but who says out in that place? The deputy speaker goes,
that's out, and everyone's like, psh, and then, yeah.
The closest thing to what you're saying is that
Shane
for a brief
Warne is
period,
the treasurer.
There is not enough Irish bars in this fucking country.
Yes, and also the.
Sorry, it's just, it was so good when
the national anthem changes to diggity, diggity, diggity,
diggity,
diggity,
diggity, diggity. Continue, what actually
so
happened?
So the only thing close to what you guys are saying is that for a brief period of time, all of the political banter became cricket related. So for instance, the political opponents would be saying, Imran Khan might be the best bowler, but I play the best cover drive there is.
Oh, shut up.
And then,
I am paying that.
And then someone would be like, Imran Khan is trying to hit the ball too hard. He should remember that I've put fielders on the boundary and he will be out.
Got my vote. That guy's got my vote. The guy's saying that.
Nah, he's a piece of shit. I know his kid. They're just thugs.
Hey.
No, shut up.
Wait, is this the guy that became the Minister for Population?
No,
and then
different,
he was just like,
guy.
Hang on, hang on. Let me just look up in the dictionary what population means.
That is a
what?
True story.
Are you fucking
Mate,
serious?
Maybe we'll talk about
keep
it some other time. But
keep
that
going,
is.
Keep going. So what happened?
So what happened? So he changes his strategies. What he does is he realizes.
You know his new strategy. Now I'm coming.
What everyone realizes is that this system of patronage is way too strong to break into.
Mm.
So what he does is he does the old politics thing. So people think he's a sellout.
Right.
What he does is he's like, okay, I'm gonna go for the patronage based system as well. So he starts getting people into his party that are just like old politicians, the same sort of people that are corrupt, the same sort of, so his managerial level, his mid-level people that will win him the elections are the same as the old. They just changed ships and they joined his party. So he was criticized.
Right.
He's like, how are you going to bring a revolution, as you say, or what he used to call, a tsunami is coming. A tsunami isn't coming. Tsunami is already here. That was like one of his slogans. So he's like,
he does say that a lot.
Yeah. So he's like, so why, how is your tsunami coming when all the people that are in your party now are the same as old? So now he's saying that, okay, I get that, but the way, for example, the Malaysian change happened. So Malaysia, the current Prime Minister of Malaysia, Mahathir Mohamad, is like 96 years old and he changed the country. So he's saying, I'm going to follow that path, which is that, okay, as long as the top leadership is not corrupt, everyone else will follow.
Mm.
The thing is, the top leadership's always corrupt,
mm.
so everyone just follows them. He's like, I'm going to enforce that me and my cabinet will not be corrupt.
Yeah.
If you can be one thing that everyone is sure of, including me, and there's like even his harshest critic don't argue with it, he's not a corrupt man.
Mm.
He doesn't actually like money.
Mm.
Like, if he wanted money, he wouldn't be doing what he's doing.
Exactly.
Right.
So,
yeah, yeah.
So
no, he seems like a very intelligent, principled man.
Yeah,
he emanates
like
that.
Exactly like Trump. Like Trump.
Yeah.
So he is like the opposite. The opposite is true. But so he's saying like, I'm gonna go for this.
But if you were gonna make a Bollywood movie about Trump, you'd cast Imran Khan.
Yeah.
The only way you can compare Trump to Imran Khan is that they're both populists.
Mm.
So Imran Khan is extremely popular right now.
But what would you put him in terms of politics?
So
what is he? Would you say he's a socialist or
center left? He's center left.
All right. So how do
with
you get
a sort of rightist social social policy.
So basically, he's Bill Shorten, except for he's got charisma.
He's Bill.
And
yeah,
his head doesn't look like a baby's head.
So now the critics are arguing that this guy's not going to bring in any change because he's playing by the old playbook. He is saying that I'll bring change because I will enforce it from the top-down approach. The thing with it is that it's very difficult to make sure that happens.
Because he won with a minority government,
He
right?
won with a minority government because even with...
So who'd he side
by
with?
The old,
you tell me how
all the minor parties.
All of them.
He won the elections.
So he just won with...
But what do you mean?
So
he followed the old playbook.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean? You can't win without a majority.
Yeah, you can.
No. So he got the most votes because all the opponents got lesser votes than him.
I
can't believe this. That point has to be explained to you.
So he won.
No wonder you voted for the Weed Party.
Hey,
don't you fucking talk about the Weed Party.
He's got the same strength as Julia Gillard did, for instance.
So who came out
to vote? Who won it for him?
So obviously the urban population that have always voted for him. He's strong. The second thing was the 10%, but that was me. That was like my kind of people. There's like more urban people. So that would probably mean 20, 25 to 30%.
Right.
Then he's got a massive following amongst young people.
Yep.
And there's a youth bulge in the country.
Right.
Urban young people. And lastly, he won because he followed the old patronage system. So even rural areas, their guy, who they always vote for, decided to side with Imran Khan this time.
Oh,
which is considered...
But there's also a fourth factor here.
What?
The military-industrial complex.
And the military.
How did he get around that?
The military supported him.
And
this was about the dams.
Because the military does not like the fact that this two-party or this old patronage system is, as you can imagine, it is resilient and it works, but it's not good for change. And my estimation is...
The military wants change.
Yeah, the military wants change because the military is extremely nervous about climate change.
It's the same as the Pentagon. The Pentagon is constantly warning the White House about the dangers of climate change and how this is a threat to national security. And then Trump is like...
You see, these people in the Pentagon, they're military guys. I'm not going to trust them. They're not scientists.
Right. Yeah, no, and they're afraid because there's like a...
Wow, I didn't think the military had...
Well, the military doesn't even... Like, it's not even that they're climate change enthusiasts. They literally see it as a survival issue.
Yeah, because
water is depleting.
Yeah.
And they need to build dams.
Damn, the military has become like the brains trust of the world.
Yeah,
they're basically on the same page with Greenpeace now. but the military is the only well-functioning institute in the entire country.
And it functions well.
Wait a sec, who funds it? The taxpayers.
So here's the thing. The taxpayer obviously fund the military, but the military
does as well.
in order to remain... So the way military stays a good organization is that they pay their people well, and not only just their people, but even the foot soldiers.
Yeah.
So it's the way I would compare the Pakistani military to any military in the world. Like it's any first world military in the world.
Yeah.
In a silo, they're very well organized. They're
but they have a lot more influence than most militaries. Maybe the same as America.
They've got more influence because they're the only well-functioning institute in the entire country.
Okay,
so,
but they've set up the country in a way that they are the only well-functioning institution.
I wouldn't particularly completely agree with that. So they would want other institutions to work well, but they want to keep the supremacy of power.
Surely that's not a good thing.
To use a cricket phrase, you play on.
But surely that's not a good thing. Like, you look at, like, I don't know, like Papua New Guinea and like heaps of African countries. Like, when the military is in charge, it's like... Surely that's
I will say one thing. If the military in Pakistan collapses, the state of Pakistan would also collapse.
So it's just too far now. It's too far gone. It's just like you got to...
And furthermore, they got Imran Khan in. Give him a break.
So now...
Yeah, fair enough.
Nah, no, but that's the question. There's a lot of liberals that are against Imran Khan. So what I want to know is...
Just before you ask that. So basically, he's doing good shit. The military supports him, so he's got support. It's all good.
Well, he hasn't done anything as yet. What I will give to him is that the first appointment that he's done is the finance minister or the treasurer. I know this guy. I was friends with his kid.
Dang.
I love how high up you were in this country.
No, he's just like,
and here you work at Dan Murphy's.
It's the price for greatness, man. It's just cool. It's fucking. That's if you're in the West, that's how it happens.
Yeah, that's how it happens. You pay your dues.
Speaking of, pay your dues. Sign up to Patreon today, so Ali can't do that, and then he just sits there reading, I guess, CNN.com a little bit more.
No, what I'm saying is like because of that friend of mine, I know this guy, and he is extremely intelligent. And if I was in his position, I would choose this man for the final. He's just a brilliant
man.
He's a smart cunt.
Yeah. Right.
And he's got the right motivations, and I don't know, I really, really like his policies.
So he's the exact opposite of the population minister under the previous administration.
Exact opposite. This guy was like a CEO of like one of the biggest organizations in Pakistan.
Right.
So.
And it sold dates.
Dates and Things, Inc.
It sold a lot of things, but you know what was
What's
its
the other
biggest
thing? Grapes.
Thing? Fertilizer.
Oh, here we go.
There you go.
Goddamn terrorist country. Of course, fertilizer was the thing they bought.
No, but what were you going to ask him? What were you going to ask? Because now
no,
I
get
the story.
What I want to ask is, there's a lot of liberals saying that you won't be, and I'm on the same thing. I don't think Imran Khan would be able to bring change.
Yeah, because he's got a minority government. Give him majority.
But maybe, maybe in the
he did it in his state.
How many seats?
Because
you
forgot to mention this. He was governor. Yeah. He was a governor like how Arnold Schwarzenegger or Ronald Reagan was beforehand. He's proven that he's able to implement change.
He wasn't a governor, but his party controlled one of the provinces. So in 2013 election,
so premier or something,
when he lost, his guy was the premier. So he wanted to be the prime minister. He doesn't want to do state politics. So he's like, but he kept anyway. So
but he was pulling the strings.
He was pulling the strings.
Right.
One of the
and on top of that, he look. Started up an Obamacare sort of system within that province in a third world country. Huge achievement.
Yeah.
Second off, planted 1 billion trees.
That's
make
amazing.
That guy
that's
the president.
Amazing.
Yeah, he
that's
did
amazing.
That.
That's
it's,
amazing.
And it's that was actually very cool.
That is very that is like
undeniably cool.
Yeah.
So undeniably.
He said
housing prices quadrupled in that region as a result.
Yeah.
That's insane.
And he's like he kept saying this. Everything
insane.
For him is a tsunami. He's like I want to bring the 1 billion tree tsunami.
That's mad.
All right. So we do have one criticism of Imran Khan. Come up with 2 metaphors maybe.
Yeah.
That might help your cause.
Yeah. It's like
This will be a tsunami of relaxation. I'm on holiday for like a week. It will just be a tsunami. Yes. I will drink so much. But that's mad. That's good. That is good to hear.
What
so
does he call
so
a
the
tsunami?
The conundrum is that the system...
No, that's not a tsunami. That is a tidal wave.
Yeah, sorry.
So before we probably should end this, but before we end this, so the conundrum is that in a country where this state patronage system works in politics, it is extremely difficult to bring change. And every person who's tried to do it before that has failed. Within this system, you get
really
paralyzed and you can't do it.
Really do it.
The other conundrum is that the only way to get into power is through this system of patronage.
Yeah.
Imran Khan believes that through this system, he can bring the change.
It's just Labour.
Would he be able to do it, or would he not be able to do it, is the question.
He's just the fucking Labour Party. Good on him. Fucking oath. Why not? Try. If like you said, if the military...
If the choice was between the Labour Party and what is essentially Zulu tribes...
Yeah.
Like why if, are you
but
shitting
you said,
on the Labour Party?
Like you said so yourself, if the military breaks down, the country's fucked. So he's obviously going to kill it. He's killing it. He's a golden god.
Okay, so everyone... So military is... He's not the first person that the military has tried to prop up. Military has tried to prop up a lot of...
But it's a necessary evil to get... To have significance, right?
But why did the military prop him up? Because they think that he is the most likely candidate to implement building dams. Even if he does that.
That's huge.
Surely that's worth
having
him in government.
They also think he's the most likely candidate to bring economic development.
So
because the military might be extremely powerful, but they have no power in the economic domain because that's handled by the finance minister.
So, okay.
I think he's a legend. What are your thoughts? What's any criticisms?
Man, this guy was responsible for my political awakening as a young teenager. Like, I think
so
he's
stop shitting on him.
Yeah, no, but I think up. I think he's changed its ways. In a way, like... I know he's trying to play by the... I know he's like...
He became Prime Minister. You obviously, as always... This is what people don't understand. They're just like, oh, the Prime Minister's dirty. Yeah, anyone who becomes it is dirty.
You have to, right?
You have to.
Especially in fucking Pakistan.
Okay, well...
I don't think we've said you have to enough. You have to.
I don't know if like a cult of...
in Russia now.
But
like
countries... But the, but
Croatian. Morash.
Korean. That's good, huh?
He's like, he's really big on human development. That's his thing. He's like, invest in... So like, for example...
What gripes do you have?
No, these are all good things.
You're more just like, cautiously... You're weary because you don't want to get let down. That's what it is.
No, all I'm saying is that I don't think he'll be able to do what he's saying he wants to do.
Yeah, obviously not.
Why?
No politician ever delivers
because,
100% of
yeah,
what they're going to say.
Not 100%, but like...
No, not even 100%.
But he's
like,
moving in the right direction.
Yeah,
dude,
okay,
even
I
if he delivers
so.
On 15, 10% of what he's saying, that's better than what was the status quo in Pakistan.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. The status quo... Okay, Australia... Societies that are first world now... They develop not from a top-down approach. They all develop from a bottom-up approach.
So?
That's not exclusive, though.
It's kind of exclusive.
Pakistan can be the change.
The only country that has been quite successful without a bottom-up approach has been the People's Republic of China. But even they're not a first-world country, and there's massive poverty over there.
So you won't be happy until there's cunts... In the street, there's blood in the street, and they're waving big ass flags.
No, actually, it's
that's already
opposite.
Happening now.
It's the opposite.
But pretty much over
I'm
cricket.
I'm saying that the country will not truly develop until all political players. The country needs a consensus to change
the
way the system is.
They have a
and
consensus.
That can only
Imran Khan.
He can do it. Come on!
Yeah!
But on top of that, stop. Yeah,
it,
okay. I'm sorry
it.
That he wasn't able to awaken some political revolution, but he got elected. That's big enough.
Yeah, okay, all right, fine. Let's give Guy a chance.
You have a good point. Like,
you are basically Fox News when Obama got elected on the first day, going, can he deliver on his so-called hope?
And he didn't.
He didn't, so he's weary.
All right, so in conclusion, as always, Ali's right. Is that what you wanted to hear?
Yes.
All right, see you next week, guys. Donate to Patreon, and then you can get access to an exclusive episode where we
VIP.
Discuss... What would you be discussing?
I don't know, but it'll be VIP.
Good question. We discuss...
Find out.
It's good stuff.
Bye-bye.